I, Edward Cullen, take you, Bella Swan, to love.
To cherish. As long as we both shall live.
The fetus isn't compatible with your body. It's too strong and fast growing.
It's crushing you from the inside out.
Your heart will give out before you can deliver.
You did this.
I can't see Bella's future anymore.
We don't know what they bred. We have to protect the tribe before it's too late.
You're the enemy now.
Okay, here's the deal. Well, the beginning of the end of the Twilight series is here, thank God, signaled by the obscene cash grab by Summit to split Breaking Dawn into two parts. Unlike the last Harry Potter book, this is totally unnecessary because Breaking Dawn Part 1 has about 20 minutes of story in it, padded out to an excruciating 2 hours. The story sees Bella and Edward get married, go on a honeymoon, have sex, play chess, and get pregnant. And of course, there's more angst from Jacob, who's been in the friend zone since New Moon, and a lot of barking. This is easily the worst Twilight movie to be made, presenting wall-to-wall Edward and Bella in a narcissistic focus of emotional pornography for tweens. The film drags through the weak plot with the worst acting and dialogue of the series. It's full of misogynistic wife-beater defenses, talking werewolves, and an obsessive pedophilia moment that makes 110-year-old Edward's creepy desire for a teenage Bella seem tame in comparison. It'll make tons of cash, but Hollywood has shown us again and again that just because it makes money doesn't mean it's a good film. Breaking Dawn Part 1 gets 1.5 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.